Help for the overweight person. Yes, that's our topic today. I know that I'm going to have everyone listening, including Stanley, right? Everyone's listening today. I am so happy that you tuned in today, and we are just delighted that we can share with you from week to week what we can do to get our health back to where we want it to be. There are so many people out there who are sick, who are ailing, and we have been trying our best to reach you in your homes from week to week with information that can truly add years to your life and help you to have a better quality of life. I think that's more important than anything else. I often share that with people from time to time, that it's one thing to be alive, but it's another thing to have a good quality of life. And I love to be energized. I love to feel good. And so our topic today is one that's really dear to me, that's helping persons who are really obese. And I, as I've said before, it's the information that I'm going to share is available to you in our cookbooks, Vegetarian Delights. And it's available at several stores throughout Nassau. You can get it from Better Living on Balfour Avenue. You can also get the cookbook at the Adventist Bookstore on Harold Road. You can also get it from LB's Convenience Food Store or Healthy Lifestyles. Or it's also available at GNC, Harbor Bay, and at the Mall at Marathon. Remember, our cookbook is not just a cookbook. It's recipes. It's information about how you can use juices to get rid of some of the problems that you may be facing. You also have information on weight loss and water and ingredients that I use. And so it's just exciting. But this topic is dear to me because 5 years ago, I had a real weight problem. I think if you think I have one now, you should have seen me then. Okay. I was at 220 pounds, wearing a size 20. And there's a picture of me in my cookbook with the story of how I really tried to change my life using all the quick fixes. And I've been really happy to come in contact with information that is pure, and it really has been helpful, and I thank God that I have found some help, and I'm going to share it with you, and I hope that you will benefit from this information that we will share. Number one, eat a larger proportion of the low-calorie foods like tomatoes and lettuce and eggplants and summer squash, greens and cabbage, cucumbers and sun-sweetened berries and cantaloupes. I love cantaloupe. Then you may also want to begin each week with a 24 to 40 hour fast. Even as we speak, I am fasting and I'm praying. I try to get in at least two to three meals every week of fasting. And when we fast with juices, we fast with teas or fruits or vegetables, but we try not to fast with foods that are cooked. Stay away from all cooked foods as you begin your week. Then get regular meals and sleep. Hunger can be experienced on schedule by habit. Correct sleep enables one to have energy to operate the actions needed in the willpower. So try to be regular in your meals and regular in your sleep pattern. Then you want to get a good breakfast. There are so many of us who begin our day and we don't begin with breakfast. We need to start with breakfast. When you start with breakfast, you're breaking the fast from the night before. Now, some of us eat a very large meal the night before, and so when you get up in the morning, you're not hungry. And that can pose a problem. So what you want to do is you want to start your day with breakfast so that you can break those bad habits from having that last meal so late in the evening. And, you know, you can have breakfast. Breakfast should be a balanced meal. What should you have? You maybe want to have some cereal if you choose. Maybe a slice of toast to go with it, some fruit, probably at least a serving or two of fruit. Then you also want to have maybe some protein to go with that, a handful of nuts. That's my favorite. But try to avoid the empty calories, like the quick breakfast foods, the quick cereals in the box, especially those that have no fiber. Whatever cereal you choose to eat, make sure it has at least 5 grams of fiber. And you can read the label as you go throughout the aisles. Then You want to make sure that you have a good lunch, right? Lunch should be good. It should be, I mean, really good. Try to make sure that you have a nice big salad and some cooked vegetables. Try to make sure that it's balanced. You have your protein and your carbs there. Because if it's not a balanced meal, then more likely than not, you will be hungry before time. And then you end up eating in between meals. Make sure that you take not a morsel of food between meals. This is one principle that you want to carry on throughout your entire lifetime. Nothing between meals. Not even a peanut, not a candy. Nothing between meals, people. Nothing but water. You can have all the water you want in between your mealtime. You can even have a cup of tea, so long as it has no sugar in there. Make sure that you wait at least 4.5 to 5 hours in between your meals. And we will deal probably next week with why it's so important that we don't eat in between meals and what kind of health risk, health problems we may be setting ourselves up for when we do eat in between meals. So try to stay away from the meals in between or the snacking in between and just have pure water. Then another thing you want to do, have some light exercise after meals. It promotes digestion. Do not lie down after your meal. Now, if you just had lunch or you're about to have lunch, when you are through, take a little walk. Walk even if it's in your home. Take a little stroll throughout your garden. You know, do something. But don't lie down and sleep. I know for the most part, niggeritis normally sets in as soon as we would have had something to eat. So try to avoid that as much as possible. Then you want to get some exercise. You want to exercise at least 5 to 6 days a week for at least 1 to 5 hours every day. I said it, 1 to 5 hours. People, if you want to lose weight, you're going to have to put in some more exercise time. A half an hour is just not going to do it. Okay? Heavy exercise suppresses the appetite. So if you exercise really, really hard, believe it or not, you will eat far, far less. So exercise. Burn yourselves out and then get a good night's rest when night falls. Then you want to avoid stomach irritants. Anything that irritates the stomach or nervous system acts as a stimulant to the appetite. Do you know one such food? I do. I know at least two of them offhand. Spicy foods does that and caffeine. Caffeine is something that you want to avoid at all costs. And unfortunately, there are so many of our food, medications and drugs that we use to lose weight that has loads of caffeine in there. So we want to stay away from these irritants. Then you want to avoid crashes and fads. Retrain yourself now in a new lifestyle, which you expect to maintain forever with only minor variations. So try as hard as possible to stay away from the crash diets. They don't work. But unfortunately, you know what happens? You gain a whole lot of weight and you are so upset and uptight with yourself, you know. Then you want to drink enough water between meals to keep your urine pale. If your urine is a high yellow and you didn't take a vitamin B that day, you're in trouble. Okay, so try to have lots of water. Try to make sure that you have at least as much water, at least 8 to 10 glasses per day, at least. And that will keep your urine pure and it will also keep it pale. All right. I wish I had more time. I think my time is basically gone. And if you'd like to have more information, as I told you before, this is an area that I love to share about. So if you want to, you can give us a call. Or you can check out our website. I keep forgetting that we have a website, www.tpministries.org. And there is more information on the website about weight loss, more information that I didn't get to cover today on our in talking to you about weight loss. I trust that you benefited. Even persons who are not overweight can benefit. May God bless you. This is Marlene. I love you, and I hope to hear from you real soon.